It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program, and that brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm so happy. We are celebrating our five-year anniversary of Share Greater Lynchburg today, and yep. I couldn't be happier to be joining you on the show on our birthday.
Absolutely, yeah, and you're doing it five-year-old birthday style.
Five-year-old birthday style. Yep, we're just going to have a fun five-year-old birthday party today. It's super rad, and if anybody's listening and wants to come, we still have spots. We have room for 100 to come play video games, have ice cream cake. I even have party hats and,
nice.
Some giveaways.
Okay.
And we'll be kicking off our Giving Tuesday giving season with some giveaways and some announcements and mostly just having fun and connecting with each other. So we have a good group of nonprofit leaders already signed up to come, and we welcome your children and, anyone who you'd like to bring. It'll be fun.
And it's also it's casual.
Yes,
it's super casual. Now, if you and don't feel bad if you're coming from work and you're dressed up,
yeah.
There will be a bunch of people,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, like you know, dressed very similarly. But then there will be me, and I might just show up in shorts and a tank top.
Yeah, Mike's gonna be super casual, make everyone feel super comfortable.
Yeah,
and we also have. Misty Spitzer is going to be there to take headshots,
oh,
professional
nice.
Headshots. So we'll be using those for our Giving Tuesday campaign, Give Good. But you can use those on your LinkedIn or your social media profile as well. And that's all free. Sponsored
Now,
by Bank of the James.
Now I feel like I want to dress up a little bit more.
Oh, that's true.
To get my, you know, to get my professional headshot on.
Well, you can just have a fun headshot then. Yeah.
I can I? Well, we can do whatever we want. There's no pressure on anybody. So I'm looking at the banners right now. And, okay, so I got to update this in real time.
Yeah.
How many?
You know, our goal was to have 200 nonprofits by today, and we have 200 nonprofits. And we wanted to have over 100 volunteer opportunities listed. Every organization has the ability to list as many volunteer opportunities as you want. So certainly there's room to grow there, but we wanted at least 100 volunteer opportunities listed, which we are at 103, right now. And then we have 47 events. And, the events change week to week based on what's going on. But just want to showcase that Share is a great place to come if you're looking for opportunities to give back, to come to events, and to serve in our community.
Absolutely. And we usually do this towards the end of the interview, but I'm going to do it now. If you are part of a nonprofit organization and you're not on the Share platform yet, what are you waiting for? It's absolutely positively free.
That's right.
And it's a great resource. So we encourage you to visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org. to learn more about the Share platform, you can get volunteers. You can post your volunteer opportunities. You can post your event, anything that you have coming up, upcoming events.
Mm-hmm.
And you can attend events too.
Right.
Through the platform.
We also have a field where you can place your career opportunities, jobs that you have, as well as board. Of director positions, committee positions, internships.
Yep.
So anything you want to tell the community about your needs, you can find a spot for on the Share platform. So
we
have today, really excited. We've been partnering with Puzzled Events for a while.
Yeah.
But Blake Bryant has just officially become a foundation. So Puzzled Foundation has its official beautiful 501c3 EIN number and can now... stand independently as a nonprofit. So delighted that Puzzled Foundation was finally able to sign up with a profile on Share to collect donations and to tell people about events. So welcome, Blake.
Yes, and congratulations with your organization and all the events that you do. This man is probably one of the hardest working individuals I have ever seen in the nonprofit world.
Yeah.
And specifically, Blake, tell us what Puzzled Events and the Puzzled Foundation is designed to do. What did it set out to do originally?
Our whole goal is to help children with autism and on the autism spectrum, because
mm-hmm.
they struggle every day and parents struggle to find them to help. And so that's kind of where we come in. We try to connect point A to point B to get the parents to the resources. And then we also raise money to help families, and that's a big deal because it's hard a lot of days for the families to find the resources.
Absolutely. And the statistics are staggering on the amount of kids and families that are dealing with autism and the spectrum. Adults now that may have gone undiagnosed, might have fallen into that category.
Correct. Yeah. And it's staggering because when I started this 13 years ago, it was one in like 10,000 children born with autism. Mm-hmm. Now it's one in 34. So think about that in 13 years, how much it has changed.
Yeah.
And think of how many kids that you see every day are affected. Lots of people, I have friends all over the place and know people all over the place, and lots of people don't know I'm on the autism spectrum.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what drove me to do this, because I know how much I struggled in school and in life, and I just were given the right tools to be successful. You know, so that's what I try to pass on to other people. It's not about the money we raise. It's about the children that we help and the adults, because I even try to help adults that struggle like I do. And I'll tell people, you know, that I'm on the autism spectrum. It's nothing to be ashamed of. We just learn different and do things in a different way.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love, Blake, how you celebrate differences and the diversity of autism. And it's not it's a badge of honor. And just with the fun colors and the wonderful apparel and the events that you throw are so joyful and so inclusive. So it's just wonderful that you look through that lens personally, so that you know how to make people who are on the spectrum feel accepted.
Yeah. And I always want people to know, you know, we're serious, but we're about having fun and a good time and making you laugh and smile. You know, as a kid, when I was bullied and picked on and stuff, instead of getting mad and upset, I just turned it around and made those people my friends. Mm. So that's what we should all do. Embrace. Don't push away. Embrace them. You know, because I always try to do that. Embrace people. Don't push them away, because we're all different. Nobody's alike. God made everybody different, and we really are different. So, you know, just embrace somebody. You know, put your hand out. Say something nice. It's a lot easier to be nice than it is to be mean.
It really is. Now, speaking of your events, you have a big one coming up. Tell us about the Puzzled Car, Truck, and Bike Show.
So it's this Saturday at Pittman Plaza. It's the biggest car show probably within a 200-mile radius. Last year we had 509 cars.
Wow.
Over 1,000 kids in the free kids carnival. And then we had around 5,000 spectators. So it's a pretty big event.
Slightly big.
Just a pretty big event.
And one thing that makes us different from most everybody else, all the kids' stuff is 100% free. Spectators can come in, look at the cars, no charge, no anything.
That is fantastic.
You know, we have a ride-on train. The kids, we had a kid last year, he literally rode it all day long, and that's not a problem. As long as I seen that kid smiling, that's all I cared about. It didn't matter if he rode that thing 100 times. And literally, he rode it all day long. He got on
wonderful.
It, and when he left, that's when he got off.
That is wonderful. And I've got, I think I've got a picture of the train right here that we're going to link
dizzy?
Up.
He was smiling all day. So, I mean,
maybe he went in different directions.
We actually ran the train longer because I didn't want to tell him to get off, because he was just smiling, going around. And if that doesn't make you happy, nothing will. If you could, just seeing that child ride around on that train, and there was no worries in the world. It was just a kid being a kid.
Yeah.
So that's what I want people to know. The adults come, I want you to be a kid. You know, wear your costume. Give out Halloween stuff. You know, give out treats. That's what it's about. You know, kids being kids and adults being kids and having fun.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So this takes place where?
At Pittman Plaza, 307 Allegheny Avenue.
And about what time does it kick off?
It kicks off at 10 o'clock Saturday morning and runs to 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon.
All right. And you can learn more if you go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org. You can visit the the Puzzled Car, Truck, and Bike Show. There's a link right there on the Puzzled Foundation page. So just go to Share Greater Lynchburg. You can search Puzzled Foundation, or you can go to directly to your social media as well, and we'll link that up.
Okay.
So folks can learn about it. So do you, at this point, do you need any volunteers? Do you do you need anything at this point?
We always need volunteers. You know, that's always, for any nonprofit, that's always a struggle because there's always so much going on. I mean, this weekend, there's probably 25 local events going on, and we all need volunteers. So even if you don't want to come help at Puzzled, go help out in the community. Sure. I don't care what it might be. Find what you're interested in and go help that nonprofit. You know, I'm all about us all working together, and that's what Share Greater Lynchburg is about. Everybody working together and one, because we're stronger together than apart.
That is exactly the Share pitch.
I mean, the perfect guest on our 5-year birthday.
I mean, there's no better explanation of what Share does, because, you know, rather than, If you have a bunch of nonprofits that feel like they're in competition to raise funds, or feel like they're in competition to, you know, to get folks to you know, come and participate, a rising tide lifts all boats.
Right.
Is that the
same? I struggle with that one. Yeah, you did well. I need to get it tattooed on my arm because I say it wrong every time.
Yeah.
But yes, exactly.
Yeah, but get it so you can read it.
And countless organizations have established partnerships with one another through proximity, just being in connection through Share events and through the foundation over the years to say, hey, why don't we collaborate on this? Or why don't we come together? I bet some of your partners, you know, you work closely with Amazement Square and many organizations.
And you know, the biggest thing, we can all make a difference. You know, it can be the smallest thing. So I was involved with the suicide walk a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And my involvement was, I let them borrow Puzzled stuff for they didn't have to go out and rent tables and chairs.
Yeah.
I loaned them my stuff, and all of us can do that. You can loan the things you have. You can loan your time. You can loan your resources, and that's how we can work together. It doesn't have to be about money, you know, because they told me at the end of the day that I saved them $900 and some by letting
that's
them borrow some tables that were in my shed collecting dust. So we can all help in some way. So just look. It could be a small thing, a medium-sized thing, or a big thing. We can all work together. And again, that's what Share is about. Yeah, we want a nonprofit into this year, but we've been doing this for 13 years, and I've been involved with Share Greater Lynchburg for 5 or 6 years, you know, or 5 years. And, you know, it's an important thing to be a part of. I tell all nonprofits, get involved. You know, you don't have anything to lose, but you have everything to gain.
Absolutely. And there are so many folks that are visiting ShareGreaterLynchburg.org. There are so many folks that are connecting to this platform, and it's just it is a one-stop resource that nonprofit organizations can use for all of those things, collaboration. So I completely agree. And Blake, you really are. You are probably the best cheerleader for today's segment. Again, visit ShareGreaterLynchburg.org for more information, and then check out the Puzzled Car, Truck, and Bike Show. That is taking place this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that is at 307 Allegheny Avenue at the Pittman Plaza. So come on down. Check it out. It's a family day of fun, and the area's one of the area's biggest car shows.
Yes.
Yeah. So check it out. And if you'd like to volunteer, hit them up as well on the Share platform.
That's right.
So how are things going with Share and with the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation?
Yeah, other than our event today, just have to invite nonprofits to apply for our grants right now. We have a grant application opening tomorrow for the Youth Philanthropy Council. That's open for a month from October 15th to November 15th, and it's designed for nonprofits who work with youth. So, Blake, you definitely should apply. So it's youth programming, and any nonprofit that does youth programming can apply for a $10,000 or a $5,000 grant. It's decided on by 27 local high school seniors. They go through the philanthropic process and select the same. They mirror what our board and our distribution committees go through in the rigor of selecting these grant applications.
Okay.
And so that's open now. And then the Plymel Foundation also has an opening coming up soon to support nonprofits in the region. So those are our two opportunities right now. We have our annual report coming out soon. We're already into the giving season and excited about that. So things are going great.
That is fantastic. Mm-hmm. You can learn more about the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation by visiting lynchburgfoundation.org. And again, we will link up all of this, all of the links and connections and ways that you can get in touch right here on this broadcast at the Mike Show VA. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. And then one last push for Super Rad. The event, it's the 5-year celebration for Share Greater Lynchburg.
4 to 7 tonight.
All right. And that's a Super Rad on 9th Street in downtown Lynchburg. And there's plenty of space. Don't worry if you're in professional attire or if you're in swimwear.
That's right.
Either way, it's totally fine.
Great. It's perfect.
Come and join us. It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ears. It's called Audio Vault. Stay tuned for that.